Amen, amen. You guys can have your seats. How many can feel His presence? Okay. Say with me, the smell of God. Say it again. Say the smell of God. No, no, no. I want to pray. I want to trust God to do something. I saw Him when I was this afternoon when I was praying. I saw Him coming into this place, but like a wave, with the smell, when the glory of God is going to hit you. And you don't understand yet when I speak about the smell. Some of you think you do, you don't. And say with me, the smell of God. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't prepare for Sunday night. I get a word and then that is it. So then we put it on the internet, and then I wait for God to speak to me, usually when I'm here. Put for me on Genesis chapter number 27, verse number 27, out of the NIV. Genesis chapter number 27, verse number 27. Everybody say with me, smell. Wherever you have a story, and where Jacob covered himself in, he deceived himself and he disguised himself like his brother Esau, and he stole the blessing from Jacob, from Isaac. Are you guys with me? Isaac said to him these words. It says, so Isaac went to him and kissed him. Say with me, kissed him. When Isaac caught. When Isaac caught the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Ah, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed." Everybody say with me, smell. You can decide to carry the smell of God upon your life or the smell of the enemy upon your life. The smell of God upon Jacob's life caused Isaac to bless him. I know it's not, you're not catching anything yet. You're not even understanding yet where we are. There's a thing that I can give you tonight that has been one of the greatest secrets for me personally. It is to carry the smell of God. That where you go, you attract. You become a magnet for blessings. When I mean by that, it says, so he went to him and kissed him. When Isaac, listen here, Isaac did not know this is Jacob. He thought it was Israel. He thought it was Esau. But because Jacob carried a smell, Isaac was confused. And Isaac blessed him because he carried a certain smell. There is a smell that can come upon you once you have an encounter with God. When you carry that smell, your boss will be confused and he'll give you a promotion. The bank will be confused and cancel your debts because you carry a smell. You might not even be the right person, but because you smell a certain way, listen, smell causes heaven to detect you. I'm going to tell you now, smell, the smell that we carry. Jacob stole the blessing by having the smell of God on him. Are you guys with me? And I'm going to see how I go. Again, I don't prepare. Some people prepare for an evening message. So they'll come, they got their notes, they got it memorized, and they'll preach. I got nothing, okay? I got my verse here. So I go as the, so what you're going to get is from heaven. Are you guys with me? And this is a place of revelation. Meaning, my vision that I had, the encounter that I had with God, was that Encounter Christian Church will be built, and it'll be a place of the supernatural. That's what the angel of the Lord said to me. When he walked next to me, he said, plant a church on the 18th of September, and this will be a church of the supernatural. Meaning that if the supernatural doesn't take place here, it's not God who was speaking to me. You will see within a month and a half, you'll see demons beginning to come out in this place, because you're going to carry the aroma of Christ, the smell of God, that if the devil just smells you, listen. Some believers carry a diff smell that is bad. When people get to them, when they get to the world, all the world sees is judgment, condemnation, religion, and they want nothing to do with them. Then you can get other believers, they carry a smell. They attract people to them. They want people to, it's like people just want to be by them. When people are with them, people feel like they just want to have to give money into them. They carry the smell of God. Are you guys with me? Say with me, the smell of God. He says, he kissed the smell of his, he says, when Isaac caught, a smell is caught. Somebody must catch your smell. Sometimes when we worship, I can see who has a good smell. I can just lay hands on them instantly. I can prophesy to them because their smell is provoking and stirring me up. I don't know. Listen. And I'll break it up in scripture just now. The smell of his clothes. And then he blessed him and said, everybody say with me, ah. It was so nice, the smell, that he even was like, this is the smell of my son. The smell of God is on him. The man was blind. He didn't even know it was the wrong person. If you carry the smell of God on you, you'll be surprised what you can get accomplished out there. Are you guys with me? The smell of my son is like the smell. Somebody has smell of sins. Others have smell of a son. It's like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. He comes out of a field that the blessing of God is on there. He smells like God when he came to Jacob. And Jacob said, I have to release a blessing to this guy. I'll get to you, but we'll go on with the story because I'm going to take it a different turn. Everybody say with me, smell. Listen here, a smell can be caught. A smell goes before hunger. A smell can activate a hunger. Come on, how many of you know if you are full eaten? I mean, you've eaten a whole main course, but you can just smell the smell of braaivleis, or you can smell the smell of dessert. You can smell something, and all of a sudden, you're hungry, but you're full. Smell activates a hunger. When you carry the smell of God, a supernatural hunger can be activated on the inside of you. Are you guys with me? Say with me, the smell. He said, ah. If I can illustrate it, he goes like, ah. The smell of my son. It's like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. Say with me, the smell of my son. May the smell of God come into this place tonight. A smell can activate a hunger. It's like, how can I say it? Some people can have a good smell. Some can have a bad smell. And a bad smell you want to get away from. We had people that smelled bad in the church and we had to change it. Physically and spiritually, okay? Now, when it comes to physical smell, we wear good perfume. That's why you can smell me when I walk into the place. It's more than some people's rent, okay? And I don't buy it, I get it, so it's okay. Imagine your perfume costs more than your rent, and you can get it. Aye. A smell caused Isaac, who was blind, to bless Jacob. A smell can cause a magnetic force to begin to take place, where the blessings follow a smell. Are you guys with me? A magnet is one of the only things that defies gravity. If you put a coin here and you hold a magnet here, it'll pull the coin up. Are you guys with me? When you carry the smell of God, you will cause blessings to follow you. You'll cause money to follow you. When you have the smell of God, it is one of the only things that when the smell of God comes in, the natural abilities, the natural functions of the, listen, gravity is defied when the smell of God comes in. If gravity can be defied, your bank account can be defied. Your place, it's the smell, the aroma of God, the aroma of Christ. Come on, are you guys with me? Seventhly, the smell of God. Okay. Put me on the screen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 15. For we are to God. Everybody says to me, to God. The fragrance of Christ. We are the smell of Christ. Among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Meaning, listen, when we carry the aroma, the smell of God, when we go out into the world, the lost can see and be attracted to us as we carry the smell of God upon our lives. Smell is one of the spiritual senses. It's one of the ways to prophesy. I can prophesy by somebody by smelling them. Are you guys with me? If they smell bad, I can say, God is going to bless you with money. I'm joking. But spiritually, you can have the aroma of Christ. Everybody say to me, smell. I pray that tonight that you'll carry the smell. It comes from an encounter. When you have an encounter with God, you leave that place. You smell like God. You smell like Christ. Come on, are you guys with me? When I took some of our people, when we ministered out, and I think we're doing another evening on the, apart from a very big one we're doing in Van der Bijl Park in 11 August. It's a Friday. I think we're doing another Friday at Dunamis Church, which is a very big church. And if you want to come, and you can encourage. And I remember some of our people came to another church where we ministered, and they stood out so much because there was a different smell upon them. There was a smell of no religion. There was a smell of revelation. You could immediately see who were my people. Are you guys with me? Okay. And I'm going to show you tonight, I think that you'll see how through a smell impartation takes place. If you smell the smell of God, if sons and daughters carry a smell of God, they can receive impartation. Listen. How do we get a smell? I think it is one of the five. Now, how to get a smell? How do I get the fact that to smell good to God, to carry the smell of God? The five anointing spices, one of them, what's your daughter's name? Cassia. What does that mean? Humility, worship, bowing down. Okay. But cassia, the plant, has a smell that goes forth, a very strong smell that when you, and if you look at that plant, it's one of the anointing of the spice, one of the spices of the anointing. It is a plant that is bowed down in humility and worship. One of the keys to carry the smell of God is humility and worship. You begin to carry a smell that wherever you go, listen, even the devil can smell. Demons work on smelling. When people's houses smell bad, there's demons there. I promise you. Are you guys with me? If your house smells like 10 cats, there might just be 10 demons, okay? Sorry, I don't like cats, so that's just me. Hey? So, please, don't say, Leon, saying a cat is evil. That's my personal thing. But smell, if a person, even demons make people smell bad. When you do deliverance, there's usually a bad smell that comes out. Are you guys with me? You will see people throw up in a few weeks. We haven't gone into that realm. We chilled. We like just relaxing. But once we're going to go in the next month, and we're going to push this thing in the spirit, you're going to be set free from things you didn't even know that was there. It's going to come out of your heart here. The presence of God is just, how do I get a smell? By being humble and worship. Point number two, Cornelius, in the book of Acts, chapter number 10, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord came to Cornelius and he says, your prayers and your alms came up before God as a memorial. Your prayers and your alms, one of the things that'll cause the smell of God to be upon us is prayers. Put on for me the screen, Revelation chapter number 5. Let me just see if it's 5 verse 8. Put for you Revelation chapter number 5, verse number 8 on the screen. Everybody say with me, prayers. And tomorrow night I'm going to be doing the prayer watch as well the whole evening. Just come and pray with us, because I'm starting fasting already now. Some of our team are going to be starting fasting in a week, and the leaders, and as you want to fast. But over the next 2-3 weeks, and this is not a corporate fast, I just decided to do it. Is it okay? And we're going to see some things, and so come and join us for prayer watch tomorrow. It says here, it says, now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp, and everybody said the golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Your prayers carries an aroma. It carries a smell. That when you pray in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, and you get near the enemy, you get near a job interview, it's like you're carrying the smell of God. People will say yes to you, and they don't even know why, because of the smell. The smell supersedes hunger. A smell will create, like I said, a hunger on the inside of you. Listen. So the first way is by humility and worship. Carrying the smell of God. The second way is by prayers that goes up before God. The third way, this is the three ways of getting a smell. Are you guys with me? Is by giving. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 18. Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 18. Everybody say with me, giving. These are three things that causes a smell to come up before the throne of God. Philippians 4 verse 18. Indeed, Paul is saying, I have all in abound. I am full, having received, and he speaks of a financial monetary gift. I have received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you. Everybody say with me, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. If you want to carry the smell of God, there are three things. It is worship and humility. The second one is prayers. The third one is giving in finances and living our lives as a living sacrifice. When somebody says, I want to die to myself, I want to live a living sacrifice. If my flesh goes this way, I go that way. If my flesh do this, I do that. You're beginning to carry an aroma of Christ, the smell of God, that wherever you go, God is smelling. Ah, there's a sacrifice there. There's a sacrifice there. When he smells sacrifice, he answers it by fire. Whenever there's a sacrifice, and that sacrifice is pleasing to God, he answers it by fire. Come on, are you guys with me? Say with me, the smell of God. Everybody say with me, revelation. What I'm trying to give you, as the Sunday evening services, we call these few weeks, we call it substance, spiritual substance. We're trying to give you something of substance. Are you guys with me? You can say that one person, you can look at people, and if I talk to business people, sometimes they'll tell you, I can see that that person is a person of substance, or this one not. When they deal with other business people, they'll tell you this one is a man of substance, or this one is not. Substance means it has quality, self-equality. Quality. May you receive quality. That's why we're talking to you about Ratsa. That's why we're talking to you about Ratson. If you were here, that's why we're talking to you about the smell of God. That's why we're talking to you about all these different things. Kryptos. It is, if you understand these things, you will carry a substance. Are you guys with me? Ratsa, meaning that you are liked by God. God gave and made David king over Israel just because he liked him. That's what the Bible says. He says God made him king over Israel. David says he made me king over Israel because he liked me. In your New King James Version. Are you guys with me? So that's how we read the Bible. That's how I see things. There are things that touches God's heart. There are things that grabs his attention. One of them is giving. The other one is worship. The other one is humility. It comes up as a sweet smelling and prayers. It's coming up as a sweet smelling aroma before God's throne, and it takes attention of you. Are you guys with me? Put for me on Genesis. I want us to go on. I want you just to. So say with me, Revelation. So what I throw out here is revelation. Are you guys with me? Genesis chapter number 27, verse number 27. Go for me there. I want to see where the story goes. So we see that Isaac, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of the field of which the Lord has blessed. Go for it to the next verse. Look what happens when you carry the smell of God. Are you guys with me? Listen here, this was the son that Isaac did not want to bless. This was the son that Isaac, that Jacob stole the first, stole the birthright from Esau, and now he's busy stealing the blessing of from Esau. Are you guys with me? When you carry a smell, you can steal your blessing. The Bible calls this a stolen blessing. Because he carried the smell, Isaac said these words to Jacob. He didn't even know it was Jacob. He thought it was Esau. Because of a smell, may they think that you're somebody in the, may they think they are busy promoting a CEO, but they're promoting you because of a smell. It is a, I'm trying to get through to you what the smell and the aroma of Christ does. May somebody confuse you with somebody and say, I just want to bless you with a car because of a smell. And Isaac, listen, Isaac said to Jacob, therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, which speaks of the blessings of heaven. Listen, of the fatness, say with me, the fatness of the earth. It speaks of prosperity wherever he goes, and plenty of grain and wine. May you have money in your bank account, he's saying. May you have business, that the fat of the land is given to you only because he carried a smell. Jacob carried a certain smell, and Isaac said, ah, because you smell like the smell of my son, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to release this to you. It is the aroma of Christ. It is the smell. May the smell of God come into this place tonight. May the smell of God fill this place tonight. May you be covered in the smell of heaven. Listen, it goes on, Go to the next verse. He says, let people serve you. Aye, aye, aye. This is the blessing he just released over Jacob. He says, may people come to you and begin to serve you. And nations bow down to you. Where is bowing in the Bible? May nations, Isaac is saying. Come on, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isaac released a blessing upon Jacob, and it was never intended to go to Jacob. It was intended to go to Esau. Are you guys with me? But Jacob tricked it because he carried a smell. Where the enemy has tricked you and taken something from you, may you receive the smell of God. The only way you will even understand what I'm saying is by having an encounter. When your eyes are opened, you can understand spiritual things. Come on, oh God. That's why you're here. Why are you here tonight? Because ECC smells good. That is why you are here. There's no other reason. Something inside of you said you have to come tonight. Because the place, the church, why have you not gone to another church? Why have you not gone to the churches in the, and not that they're bad, but why haven't you gone there? Because there's an aroma coming from this place. There's a smell that you just know you're going to encounter God in this place. Come on. He says, and nations bow down. I release, listen here. People underestimate the power of a blessing. And I'm going to say you something bold tonight. Are you guys with me? And nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren. And listen, I'm reading this now for the first time. Is it okay? Rule over your brothers and your sisters. Let them bow down before you. Okay, let's read the Bible as it is. God is a dictator. We say Bible is not in democracy, it's in theocracy. No, it's a dictatorship. He killed 180,000 people. You don't listen to him, you go to hell. That's a dictator, okay? Be master over your brethren. Rule over your, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Isaac is saying this to Jacob, the wrong guy, because he had a smell that caught his attention. Remember, Isaac said, the Bible says that Isaac caught his smell. May God catch your smell tonight. May God catch your smell. May you catch God's attention tonight. You know, when you walk and you know that your wife or your parents or your mother is not really cooking well, and you walk past somebody else's house and you just smell that smell, and there's a jealousy coming in you because you want that food. A smell can attract jealousy. Doesn't mean it's bad. Are you guys with me? May your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you. Blessed be those who bless you. He's saying this to the wrong person. If you are the wrong person here tonight, may you receive it because of your smell. If your family says you'll never make it, if your family was in poverty, may you be rich tonight because of your smell that you let off. I actually almost want to say something, but it's not going to. I almost want to say, may you confuse the blesser because of your smell. That's what the Bible, this is happening here. Isaac is a picture of God. Anyway, have your seats. Go to the next verse. Now it happened, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out, he hasn't even gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from the hunting. Esau was doing the right thing. Do you know Jacob was doing the wrong thing? Isaac said, go and hunt for me. Hunting is good, okay? So, go and hunt for me and bring me a venison that my soul may bless you. Bring me something that I love, the meal, the venison, that I may bless you. The boy did. Esau went out. He went and hunted. He did the right thing. Jacob did the wrong thing. He went to his mom. Listen, please make some food. Let's take it to our father. Can I bring your image through? If you come to ECC, you're going to be confused. You're going to go home and you'll be like, what did they preach? And it's just going to get you back here the next time. But it's Bible that I'm preaching. So that you can know that even if you didn't do the right thing up until now, if you can fix your smell, things can come right. I told you this morning, I said, if God has the ability to change our future, He has the ability to alter and change our past. He doesn't wash sins like clean it and our past because it can get dirty again. He removes your past. The Bible says He throws into the sea of forgetfulness. It's as if it has never been done. Your past has been taken away. That's the God that I serve. The only way your sins can be taken away is if He takes your past away. He alters your past. Are you guys with me? Which means that when you get saved, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17, that we have been made, those who are in Christ are a new creation, a superhuman being. That's what it says in the Greek. A species never existed before. You are somebody created in the Spirit that has never existed before. So it says, when he left, listen, then Esau, who did the right thing, his brother, came in from his hunting. Next verse. He also had made his savory food. He made it right, and he brought it to his father. A man did right. But if I looked at Esau and Jacob, Esau did everything right his whole life, and he lost everything. Jacob did everything wrong, and he got everything. I want you to understand, not to say that you must go do something wrong. It's to say that we serve a God that is unfair. Are you guys with me? Which means that you have a chance. Thank God for the story. Amen. He also made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me. So he knew he first had to bring the thing that his father loves before he could receive the blessing. And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" Question mark. There are some sons that if you get to a place where your father's like, "Who are you?" you are in big trouble. Okay. So he said, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Next verse. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted the game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him. And indeed he shall..." He still goes. He said, "Because I laid my hands on that one, he will be blessed." Next verse. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me also." Oh, when I read this, when he was the firstborn, don't let the secondborn steal your blessing. Don't let somebody else come in where you are supposed to receive impartation or the blessing as a son or a daughter in the house. And you're not fulfilling your task. You're not doing a loyalty and your offense is taking you out. You're being removed. And somebody comes in later who's the secondborn, who's doing everything right, and they steal your blessing. Say, "I refuse that. I want, listen, do not be like Esau, who said, "But I'm your firstborn." And the father's like, "Who are you?" Those words, when I read it, it hit me. It's called revelation preaching. Is it okay? Okay. An exceedingly great bitter cry. And he said to his father, "Bless me also, oh my father." Next verse. But he said, "Your brother came with deceit. You can get the anointing by deception. You can get the blessing of God by deception. I know there's some people that does not understand me right now. I'm speaking about you have to hustle and do something to get God's blessing upon your life. If it hasn't worked up until now, do something. I would get God's attention. I would sit in services. I have nothing to give. I have, let's say, my Apple iWatch. The thing cost 8,000 rand. It wasn't even in South Africa yet. I had it 1 week. And I was sitting and I was like, "I have to get God's attention. Whatever's preached, I have to get it. I know the way I get it is by sealing it. Only why did I..." That was one of the many watches that I would say, "Now I take a diesel watch." Now I would put it just in the bag, give it like this to somebody who's a millionaire, by the way, just like this. There, you can have it. I had to. There's something that was stirred up on the inside of me. I had to get God's attention. I'm not speaking of giving in everything, in your time, in your serving in the church, in the vision. Do something that's saying, "I'm going to get God's attention." Are you guys with me? Heaven does not see everyone. Our smell detects the attention of heaven. Our smell that comes up as prayers before God. Why does some prayers go up and those who pray do not come up? The way you get heaven's attention, heaven detects you through your smell. Are you guys with me? When we get into angels, when we're going to minister on angels, but I'll wait maybe 2 years, and I'll minister to you about the sensitivity of angels. Angel sees light. When you have light inside of you through the word, that's why they see you and they come to you. That's why not everybody has angels that ministers with them. Are you guys with me? Okay. But he said, "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." And Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted, he is a deceiver," that's what his name meant, "me these two times. He took away my birthright. And now look, he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved?" And he said to his father, "Have you not have another blessing for me?" Next verse. Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, "I indeed have made him your master." He says, "Listen, you were too late by a few seconds. You missed it." The Bible says that Jacob, before he even left the presence of his father, Esau came in. Esau missed it by a few seconds. Do not miss the call of God. I don't know if you're getting this, what I'm saying. Some people can miss it because they just too late. Come on, are you guys with me? I made him your master. So Isaac had the power to make somebody. Okay, so master and all his brethren, I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine, I have sustained him. Now listen, this is like a few seconds after it happened. I don't know if you're going to understand this. It's like this. Let's say Ekad come and, I don't know, Misha come stand here. Oh wait, Ekad stand here, Isa stand there. So, I mean, Isa or Misha. Okay, so Ekad stand here. So look at me. It's like this, if I want to get you the picture through. Jacob came and he blessed Jacob. Isaac came and he blessed Jacob. Now, the Bible says that he gave him servants, made him more stuff, or gave him grain, gave him wine, gave him everything, made him rich. Just as he says, you will be this. Nations will bow down to you. Da 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 da. Now walk slowly that side, slowly. Now then come here. And then he gets Esau, he's not even out yet. And he says, I've already given that to him. He already has it before he even has it. When God has blessed you and you don't see it yet, he says, I have already given it to Jacob. I don't know if you guys understand. Are you guys with me? He says, I have given it to him. He already has it. Which means that even if you don't see your blessing, you have it. If you don't see nothing, it does not mean you don't have it. You have it. So he says, what shall I do now for you, my son? Next verse. And Esau said to his father, do you only have one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling shall be of fatness of the earth, of the dew of the heaven from above. Listen, go back to the next verse. Previous verse, verse 37, he said these words. And if you carry on, you see how he says, by your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and he will have dominion over you. And he said this, and Isaac said these words. He said, Esau said, do you only have one blessing to give? And Isaac, now where are you now? Yeah, next verse. Sorry, verse 38. And Esau said to his father, do you only have one blessing, my father? Bless me also. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept, stating he only had one blessing to receive. There are ministers in the body of Christ. They can only impart little, and that is it. Are you guys with me? I do not only have one blessing to give. I do not only have one impartation to give. I promise you that. Come on, stand to your feet.